Airdrie's Saint-Martin-de-Porres Kodiaks missed out on a playoff finals appearance after a heartbreaking loss to the Lord Beaverbrook Lords last week. After finishing second in the Calgary Senior High School Athletic Association, CSHSAA, senior girls standings behind the eventual Division III champions from Lester B. Pearson High School, the Kodiaks fell short to rival Lord Beaverbrook, 64-51 in their semifinal playoff game. "We beat Beaverbrook twice this season, so it was a bit of an upset tonight," acknowledged Kodiaks coach Daniela Perriott. The Kodiaks fell into an early 15-point, first-quarter hole against Beaverbrook they couldn't overcome. Perriott believed that nerves had gotten the best of some of her players, which helped to contribute to their early deficit. "Our nerves got us today. The girls got a little nervous at the start and it showed in our play," said Perriott. At halftime the score was 38-24 for Lord Beaverbrook, but a third-quarter momentum swing pushed the Kodiaks to within 9 points as the game entered its final frame. Nearing the end of the fourth quarter, with the Kodiaks down 56-49, a couple of their top scorers were fouled out of the game. Without their scoring threats, the Kodiaks were unable to mount a proper comeback. "I think they wanted it, you could see that drive," said Perriott, remarking on the Kodiaks' attempted comeback after halftime. "Unfortunately, our fouls got a couple of our high-scoring players and took them out of the game at the start of the fourth quarter, and it made it a tough loss. We did have the momentum, unfortunately, we just couldn't keep it and sustain it." According to Perriott, the Kodiaks' confidence coming into the game was high. In both their regular season matchups, the Kodiaks had beaten Lord Beaverbrook 50-44 and 62-57. Down the stretch the team went 5-2 to finish with a 7-3 record, good enough for second place. In their first playoff game, the Kodiaks dominated Forest Lawn 80-30 to set up the semifinal matchup against Lord Beaverbrook, who beat James Fowler High School 66-41 in their first playoff game. Although the loss to Beaverbrook stung, Perriott mentioned that the team was already hopeful for next season. "With the majority of its roster returning for another season, the Kodiaks will have a lot to build on," she said. "We're disappointed with the loss tonight but hopeful for next season," stated Perriott. "Our team was really unified and for most of the girls, this is their second season together. There were a few additions this year compared to last year and those connections are still building." The Kodiaks jumped from a fifth-place finish last season to a second-place finish this year. "With a lot of the roster returning next season, they'll have their eyes fixed on another standings jump."